The JW Marriott Hotel in the Indonesian capital Jakarta has reopened a little more than 1 month after a terrorist killed 12 people when he detonated a car bomb outside the hotel's restaurant. The August 5th bombing of the JW Marriott Hotel in the heart of Jakarta reminded Indonesians just how serious the terrorism problem is in their country. Monday's reopening marks a small step toward normality, but the heavy security outside the hotel is an indication of how life has changed. Andreas Kohn is the marketing director for the JW Marriott.
The driveway itself is no longer accessible for cars, so basically the drop-off zone was changed from the lobby level to the street level, and we have also changed the pass-through for the car checks.
Most other major public buildings in Jakarta have taken similar security measures. Officials believe the hotel was targeted because it is American-managed and has been used for U.S. embassy functions in the past. The bomber died in the blast, and police are hunting for the men who built the device. Police suspect the bombers are members of Jamaah Islamiyah, or JI, a regional terrorist network with links to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda group. Three other alleged members of JI were sentenced to prison Monday. Two were given 15-year sentences and the third a 16-year sentence after they were found guilty of robbery and funding terrorism. The court found they were guilty of robbing a gold shop to raise money for last October's attack on the tourist island of Bali, which killed 202 people, most of them young Western tourists. Tim Johnston for VOA News, Jakarta.